Welcome, everybody. Good to see everybody again. As we talked last night, we're very excited to have Eric Ebron joining our organization and our football team. He's a very talented young man, outstanding young man, and he's going to be a great fit for our offense. As you guys know from watching us the last few years, a lot of times we're one play away or one player away or whatever. I think the addition of Golden Tate and Eric Ebron this offseason really is going to get that one play for us. So we're very, very excited to have him joining us. It's going to be a natural fit offensively based off what our new offensive coordinator is going to put in place, using some of the New Orleans Saints offensive system and some of those plays. So he's a great fit for us, and I'm excited to have him. Coach Caldwell is going to take it from here.
Good afternoon, and certainly good to see you again, and particularly on this occasion, have an opportunity to present to you, obviously, someone who we feel is going to make a tremendous difference in the things that we do. Gives us a little bit more of an attack, I should say, in terms of the weapons that we have, diverse attack that should be very, very difficult to handle, and a guy who's worked extremely hard at what he's doing. I think you're going to enjoy him in terms of his personality. He loves the game. He's got great passion for it, and he's an outstanding person as well. So I introduce to you Eric Ebron.
A lot of recorders over here. How everybody doing? I thank you, and I'm very, very, very happy to be a Detroit Lion. This is all amazing. So I want to say thank you, and thanks my family, you know, and my beautiful fiance now, my mom, my dad, and definitely the general manager and the head coach for, you know, allowing me to be a part of this organization. I couldn't imagine being anywhere else. It all seems fake right now. Like I'm not even here ever since I woke up. And I can't wait to get started. Monday's gonna be the start of an exciting year. I've been tending to do things like that in my life, making things exciting. So I hope I wow you guys. So thank you for having me.
Questions?
Eric, what is it that you think can wow people? What's the wow factor there?
Me. everything that I bring, you know. We're talking off the field, you know, just my personality, how you know, there's never a bad day with me. I don't tend to ever have any bad days. And if we're talking about on the field, you know, it's the things that I do any which way possible to help my team. If it's, you know, making an amazing catch, or if it's blocking for Reggie Bush, it's anything that I could possibly do for us to win.
And what happens when you do have a bad day on the field?
I tend not to have those. I wouldn't be here right now. So, you know, if I do have that, you know, I just move on from it. You know, nobody's perfect. God hasn't ever made a perfect human being. So, if I do have a bad day, I'll make up for it.
Fans can tell a lot of lies sometimes, but why did you not score more than 3 touchdowns last year with all these mismatch abilities?
We wasn't really a pass threat offensive team in the red zone. We maybe did it once or twice, and that's when I got my 1 or 2, 3 touchdowns. Other than that, we ran the ball.
Do you consider yourself an elite route runner?
Yes. That's why I would get open most of the time. That's how I'm usually open.
How much did the team talk to you about that being an emphasis, that, you know, someone that Matthew Stafford could trust to run the right route and get
I mean that's football. You gotta run the right route in the formation in order to be open, or for the scheme to work or concept to work. So it's important. It was just football in general. They didn't have to tell me that for me to know. It just comes with the territory.
Eric, you only played 2 years of high school football, you know, some Pop Warner. Why was there that gap, and what brought you back into it when you moved up?
I played Pop Warner football, kind of lost touch, and my grandfather passed away. Pretty much lost touch of life. And, you know, my mom told me I wasn't going to sit on the couch my whole life, so I had to do something. And now I'm here doing something. So, That's what pretty much sparked it back up. And condolences to my high school head coach who pushed me to doing that. He was also in the green room as a gift for him to push me to get this far.
That relationship, like,
my grandfather was incredible, man. It was every day talk nonstop. The only guy to never miss anyone's birthday, the only guy to wake you up every morning just to put a smile on your face. My grandfather was everything.
How old were you when he passed away?
Like 10, maybe like 10, 9, 10.
What was the reason you took your high school coach to the, can you just explain that?
When I got into high school, I didn't play my freshman or sophomore year. He came in, and he was just like, man, you look like a football player. And I was like, man, I used to play football. And he was like, well, man, you need to play football. And then so on and so forth. And he took me to a one-day camp at Carolina. And he was like, look, you look like you got collegiate talent, so let's see. And I walked out of Carolina in one day with a scholarship to go there. And I never played high school football before. And so my story pretty much took off from there.
Basketball, though, right?
Yeah, I hooped a little bit. Yeah, I was like MJ 2. Okay, I'm lying. No, wait, no.
But that was, I mean, before you started
basketball. Right, right. My whole family was based on basketball. Everybody in my family played basketball, and I just had to be the opposite one. I like to do things different, and football was a little bit different than basketball.
How motivated are you to, you know, validate the Lions' decision to take you 10 overall and prove that you were the right pick?
I'm not eager. They know they made the right decision, and in my mind, they made the right decision. I'm here to learn, I'm here to work, and I'm here to do everything I need to do to help us win and push us over the top, you know, so that we, you know, we can be that team to deal with in the next few years.
Chance to meet any of your new teammates or talk to them in
Texas? No. As far as I know, me and Calvin Johnson, we share the same agent, but other than that, no. I haven't met with anyone.
You talked about this feeling fake still. How much sleep did you get last night? And just what is the last?
Man, I didn't even want to go to sleep last night, but I had to come here and talk to y'all, and I couldn't be looking like a mess. So I had to do something, so I went to bed for about an hour and a half, woke up, took a little plane ride, got another little 30 minutes in, and now I'm here. So it still seems fake. Like, I don't even believe that plane ride.
How'd you celebrate everything last night, the pick, the
engagement? I went out with my family, just everybody. We all went out to eat. I'm not a party person, so I don't celebrate them type of ways. I spent the time with my family and just, yeah, that was the great best way I could to end the night.
Did you shock Brittany with the proposal, or did she kind of see it coming, do you think?
Did I shock you? Did I shock you? Yeah, I shocked you. Yeah. I shocked.
What was that whole draft night environment like, you know, and then you get up as the 10th pick and leave some of those great players sitting down?
I mean, it's incredible. I mean, any one of those guys could have been picked in front of me. You know, there's like 30-something guys there, and we're all valuable enough to get picked 1 through 32. And then it's just insane to be the 10th overall pick in a draft. You know, that's forever written in stone that you have that label. And now it's just, you know, all about what I can do with it and how much farther I can push that title.
The flip side of that is there's going to be a lot of expectations, and you're not aware of the history here, but Brandon Pettigrew was an unpopular pick when he was drafted first round pretty high. The fans are going to be on you. There's going to be a lot of expectations, a lot of criticism about you. Mm-hmm. I think you said yourself you thought you'd be picked around 18. How are you going to handle any criticisms or high expectations from fans?
The same way I handle everybody else talking about, oh, man, he's not that good, he can't block. Just ignore it, man. These guys never grew up with me. They don't know my life story. They don't know things I'm capable of. So I just ignore it, and I just go about doing what got me here. And obviously, a first round 10th pick, so I'm doing something right. So,
Eric, does that motivate you, that kind of talk? And if so, can you give an example?
Does it motivate me?
Yeah.
I got other motivations in life.
Can you give me an example of what?
My mom. My mom motivates me. You know, she struggled when we were younger. My dad motivates me. He struggled when we were younger. I have other motivations than to listen to somebody else talk about what they think they know.
Eric,
There was something you said at the combine where you talked about how you watch a lot of film of other tight ends.
Right.
Can you just expand upon that and how that made you a better player?
You watch a lot of film of other tight ends to know what to do and what not to do. And you know, it plays a role in a game. It's like watching film. You want to study your opponent. If you want to be great, you study great players. If you want to win, you study how to win. And it's just simple. It's just, I mean, if you want to do something great, if you want to be great, you got to take the steps to doing that. So I study a lot of great tight ends.
Who's your favorite guy in film?
You know, now that I'm in the NFL, you know, once I get some film, I'll probably be my favorite guy.
Going back to that day at North Carolina, how much motivation was that for you to hear something like that? And how did that change just your football direction?
What day at North Carolina? When I got a scholarship?
Yes.
Okay. I didn't know what a scholarship was. Coming out of high school, I had no idea. He said I received a scholarship, and I said thank you. I didn't know what that was. And my head coach come flying out of nowhere. Boy, you got a scholarship. Da, da, da. You know what that mean? Nah, coach, you get to go to school for free. Cool. I get to go back to school for free. That means a lot. So yeah, then we just figured it out from there, and now I'm here, man. And the journey was fun. I committed the next year to the Tar Heels. You know, that was the only. I mean, I just felt the love and respect from that moment. You know, and what better place to play football than in Chapel Hill? You know, good place to play basketball too. But we ain't talking about that. And I just really felt like that was a home away from home, and obviously it was because I had pretty good 3 years there. It was the summer going into my junior year. I haven't played a lick.
When you were younger, how old were you when you started?
I played Pop Warner football, maybe skip flag football. I went straight into equipment and played with older kids. So that talent's been there since I was a young buck now.
When you were
I played defense. Yeah. Defense. Defensive tackle. Yeah, I was a beast. Say that again.
North Carolina's came to play defensive end tackle.
I played defensive end at North Carolina. I played when we played NC State in 2012. So I've done a couple things.
I'm sorry, I meant at the camp. We were on the defensive side.
No. I was a wide receiver in high school, but I went to the camp as a wide receiver, and they saw tight end abilities, I mean, but how big I could become, and that's when basically my journey started.
What was that?
Couple more for Eric.
What was that camp like? I mean, if you weren't playing football, I mean, do you know the drills?
It was pouring down raining. I went out there, no gloves, no swag, looking like I never played football before. But I ran nice routes and caught everything in the rain. And it was just like, man, look, that dude there, we want him. And I was like, thanks. That was Butch. Yep.
He's the one who offered it to you directly?
Yep.
Last question, anyone? Jen?
What does it mean to have the opportunity? I mean, this offense obviously is prolific and has really put up some crazy numbers. And just the notion of having Matthew Stafford throwing the ball to you and also splitting out with Calvin Johnson, can you kind of envision that and what you can add to that and just kind of what kind of dream that is for a kid who likes to catch the football?
With those names you just mentioned, I think you could picture it yourself with how elite that offense might be. With Calvin Johnson, Golden Tate, Reggie Bush, Matthew Stafford throwing to all of us, even Reggie Bush leak out the backfield, that's crazy. And it's only something that you can dream of. And for them to actually put something together like this, it's mind-blowing. And it really is really going to help, you know, me help this organization and this team by opening up Calvin Johnson and Reggie Bush and Golden Tate, Brandon Pettigrew. And it'll be incredible for the things that we can do here in these next few months to a couple years.
All right.
Can I just ask one other thing? What's it like to be introduced as a draft pick by Barry Sanders?
Ooh. When he walked up there, man, I was like, whoever get this pick. Man, look, I didn't want to stop hugging him, man, but I had to let him go. We was on television, you know. I ain't want nobody else to miss their pick, so I had to let him go.
That's pretty cool. Great.